from KQED.
Well, when it comes to oil production, California is no Texas, but the Golden State is actually number three among states extracting crude oil from the ground. And now the nation's largest refiner of oil wants to haul that crude by train to its refinery in the San Francisco Bay Area. And that has the East Bay city of Benicia concerned about safety and air pollution. KQED science reporter Molly Samuel has the story.
Sitting near the banks of the Carquinez Strait is Ed Russell's woodshop. He and his brother Jack build custom retail displays, elegant wine boxes, colorful wooden signs, and more exotic things, as Ed points out.
In a fancy sushi restaurant where the little sushi boats go, and then there's a little chopstick holder here, and it looks like a little bridge. Okay, this is the sushi bridge.
The company has been in the Benicia Industrial Park for more than 30 years.
Yeah, we've been here a long time.
Jack says the nearby Valero oil refinery has mostly been a good neighbor, but he's not happy with its latest proposed project. Currently, Valero gets its crude oil from pipelines and tanker ships. The $70 million project would also bring in oil by rail, which would allow it to source crude from the Midwest and Canada. The plan includes a new storage tank and equipment to unload up to 70,000 barrels of crude oil a day. That's almost half the daily capacity of the refinery. Two trains a day, each with 50 cars, would deliver the oil, which would replace some of the crude that currently arrives by ship. The Russells are concerned about the impacts on traffic because the tracks are on either side of their building and cross their driveway.
And it doesn't just affect me. It affects all the businesses up and down here and all the people along the rail lines all the way back to the source.
Caltrans has weighed in, too, with fears that the long, slow-moving trains crossing near off-ramps could back traffic up onto Interstate 680. But traffic is just one of the issues locals have raised.
If you have an accident where you spill this stuff, how are you going to clean it up?
Marilyn Bardet is the founder of the Good Neighbor Steering Committee, the Valero watchdog, as she describes it. She sits on Valero's community advisory panel. She's among those who lobbied successfully for a full environmental review.
Where does it begin? Where does it end?
The tracks go through Sassoon Marsh, the largest brackish marsh on the West Coast, and a delicate wildlife habitat. There are safety concerns. Earlier this summer in Quebec, a train carrying crude oil derailed and exploded, killing 47 people. The Federal Railroad Administration has set rules to help prevent that type of accident from happening here, but Bardet says it's been on her mind. And there's perhaps the biggest question of all. What kind of crude will be coming in?
All crudes are not created equal.
Brant Olson is a campaigner with the Natural Resources Defense Council in San Francisco. He says Valero has hinted to its investors that it wants to start bringing in crude from Canada's tar sands, also known as oil sands. That oil is heavy, and environmentalists say exceedingly dirty. It contains heavy metals, and the chemicals used to dilute it for shipment can be toxic, too. Olson says it also takes more energy to refine it, so there are more greenhouse gas emissions. Environmentalists hope to stifle the refining opportunities for tar sands crude because of the climate implications of burning all that oil.
If you're taking in dirty oil from Canada on the front end, you're going to have more pollution in Benicia out the back end, and that's really our concern.
There's no such thing as dirty oil or clean oil. I want to be very clear about that.
Bill Day is a spokesman for the San Antonio-based Valero. He won't say where the crude would be coming from, nothing more specific than North America. He claims that no tar sands are currently being processed at the Benicia refinery, but
it's set up to process a wide variety of crudes.
Many Benicia residents support the project. Valero is a big employer. It gives to local charities, and its taxes represent a fifth of the city's general fund. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District is reviewing Valero's application.
On a conceptual basis, I don't see how those emissions can possibly increase.
Jim Karras is the director of engineering for the Air District. He says Valero is already close to the limit of what it can put in the air.
Our rules don't allow it. Our conditions don't allow it. Our monitoring will verify it. So I don't see how that could happen.
And if it did happen, would you catch it?
We would absolutely catch it, and there would be significant consequences.
The Air District has installed monitors in and around the refinery, Karras says, and inspectors go out and do tests. But Marilyn Bardet says the coverage is spotty.
They do not have other monitors in town.
And she says the Air District measures pollution over time, focusing on averages and missing the impacts of emission spikes or accidents. This would be the first major crude-by-rail project in Northern California. Some other refineries in the state already use rail, including Tesoro in the Bay Area and Phillips 66 in Los Angeles. But Day says he wouldn't be surprised if others are looking into it.
This is not just a California thing, and it's not just a Valero thing. This is a phenomenon that we're seeing across the country.
The city of Benicia is studying the impacts of the project. Its planning commission is expected to make a decision on it in December or January. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Benicia.